Blog Talk Radio.
Hey kids, this is Gons and welcome to Off the Wagon. We may have the same old title on the appearance thing, but we are definitely a different show, and I want to welcome my guest and the editor-in-chief of the Dope Fiend Daily, Scott Simmons. Scott, are you there?
Yes, I am. I am your,
all right.
Your overworked and under-sexually abused like
well,
engineer
no, I
here.
Think that's you.
I know. I need more sexual abuse, at least.
Sexual harassment,
at least. A little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Well, it feels
enough.
Like we just did this, being we literally taped the show and then had to retape.
That's the
people
second one
care.
I've done. Where
it's
just
it's
all
the second one you've done. Man, enough. You're really moving up in the world.
Exactly. So, John. When did your show like start going downhill? And what happened to Lily Mae?
Well, when we had somebody named Scott Simmons, that's when it started going down. No, literally, when I attached my name to it, I think it went downhill. As far as what Lily Mae happened to Lily Mae, she currently, we can't talk about it because she's filed a sexual harassment suit, but I'm so glad that we are now in style, man. Because, like, when I watched the Academy Awards, I had to wonder, was there going to be any guys on there? Being everybody in Hollywood's a pervert now and can no longer be within so many feet of any woman. But no, we're going to, and we are going to have, by the way, we are having a new replacement. We had a talent search. And the pictures that won, because I'm not saying you had to send in pictures, but it helped, our new co-host who will be on the next episode will be Tracy. She only has one name. Tracy, whose pictures were just awesome. And she said she would sexually harass us. So I'm like, I'm so thrilled.
I'm
can't wait to have her on
here. But I will say one thing. I do feel like the pictures that I sent you were wasted. I mean, I took a lot of efforts to get into shape.
I know you did. They were glossy. You know, when you go to glamour shots to get yourself, and plus getting waxed, I know that had to hurt, to get your shots taken at glamour shots in your, red, white, and blue thong, I was really impressed. I mean, I'm serious, dude, but, you know, you already had it in, so it's kind of weird that you were already told you were going to be on the show. So, but going the extra effort, cheers to you. I'm just saying.
So, I mean, look, is it true that sometimes you like to jack off in random movie theaters that you did not buy a ticket for? Just so you
ticket for the movie theater. I don't think I buy a ticket for any movie theater, but for the film itself, yeah. No, I don't do that, Pee Wee Herman. I'm just saying. No. No, Scott. I think that's I don't think that's accurate, my friend.
Well, I thought that's a normal thing you're supposed to do. I mean, otherwise I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, I know. It's so hurtful when it's like that. It really is. Dude, I don't know. You know,
well,
I know
least,
people are going to find this shocking that me and you know each other in real life. And that, you know, but then again, what editor would be on this show? And I would encourage all editors to come on this show, but most of them are going to listen to this and then hear you and think, wow, editors, are, you know. Well, then again, I think you're probably the most relaxed editor I know, besides Arthur at HSD, who's an ultra-cool editor. You know, I think the rest of them, no. I don't think the normal editors will come on this show. But you never know. Maybe we can bribe them.
I mean, I couldn't see why they wouldn't want to come on the show just because I don't like wearing my pants around people. You know,
well,
I just
doesn't. I mean, that's what we got the studio for, and that's why we got the lights turned off and the candles. And by the way, I wanted to give props to you by going by Bed Bath & Beyond and buying these new sandalwood candles. They smell great, and they're really nice. You know, hopefully they don't light the console on fire, but other than that, you know, and no more mistaking your fireworks for candles, because that was scary. I'm just saying.
Well, the candles are somebody, okay? The meaning is still there to me.
Well, the Roman candle to Scott is really not a candle. I'm just saying that was a little bit scary, but it was, you know, it was great. It was having fireworks, and we sought out the smoke detector once. I'm surprised the equipment still works, but, you know, hey, who knows, man? It's durable. I know that much. Just don't touch it, you know, because we don't want to happen to you what happened to the last engineer, you know.
Well, I mean, but what about all that gum I put all over it? I mean, I thought that was supposed to help make it faster.
Yeah, no. That's no, Scott. Jesus Christ. Boy, it's glad to know we're going to have such a classy show. People are like, wow. We're supposed to have other actually known poets on here. And not that you're not known, because a lot of people don't know, Scott. Where can they also find your work, by the way? Let's get that out of the way.
Dwayne's Poetry.
You're not...
And yes. Horror Sleaze Trash. And
yes.
I'm also willing to come to your house and write in your bathroom. I mean, I'm willing to do that.
And he'll give a reading there, too. He really will.
Yes.
He's a very... And I heard you give readings at the Greyhound bus station in the bathroom on a regular basis.
Yeah, that is my favorite place to give readings. And they're very receptive.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very receptive, at least, to criticism.
They really are.
Thing.
And you even get tips for that. That's, you know, how else do you think he pays for the dope fee daily?
Well, I get a lot more than tips, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do, unfortunately. But,
it's an honest living.
It is. There you go. You're in the oldest profession in the world.
And I look 40 in my red dress.
Yes, you're doing so nice, man. I'm so proud of you. You're really moving up in the world. You are an HSC.
So,
I'm there as well, in case people want to look me up, and amongst other places, and current write at the Outlaw Poetry. Once is a great write. Old Crow doesn't fix everything. It doesn't cure everything. I don't know. I don't even know the titles to my own right. But that shows you how quality my work is. I can't even remember it. But then again, you're amazing. I even know my own name.
Actually, I forgot my name already. But is it true, John, I have a serious question to ask you.
Yeah.
Is it true that you met a lovely young lady called Susan Anderson and you got...
Yeah, I know. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
How wonderful, how easy it is, how love is in the air lately. And I seem to be in a relationship with somebody that looks completely like a catfish and has a strange resemblance to a porn star. I mean, I'm just amazed. It's like her doppelganger. Once they say we all have one, and I don't know. But Susan, for some reason, is not available most days of the week. And I'm really wondering why every time she comes home, she has a Gideon Bible. I just think she's got that old-time religion thing going on.
Well, I know that it'd probably help your relationship if you sent me some of Susan's pictures.
Yeah. I know. People have informed me that she seems to be very photogenic. It's like they say she's all over the net.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know why. I think people are just jealous, Scott. I'm going to tell you, they're just jealous. They're being haters, and I don't know why. That's a modern day term. That shows you how cool I am, man. It's like, wow. Wow to you, John.
Was it love at first night with her?
Yeah, kind of. You know what I love is how classy this show is, dude. Like, seriously. Like, I thought, you know, let's do a show that's really... We don't have Trace here. Once, oddly enough, I had called Lily that, but apparently I just had Trace on the mind. Who could not? You know, because she was applying to be on the show. You know how bad she wanted to be on the show, and now she's going to be on the show. She's going to be the co-host. And her and Lily have a lot of bad blood. And once it's great that Lily's no longer going to be here. Because you know both of them, Scott, and I think Trace is a real winner. I don't know what you felt about Lily.
She was all right, but, I mean, I didn't get enough new pictures from her to really be able to confer too much about her character.
I know. She didn't even friend you on Facebook. Once is not really
anybody,
weird. Most women you know block you on Facebook. So,
I mean, I will say this to any listeners. If you ever need to send me your naked pictures, feel free to. I love all of you, and I will accept all of your bodies.
Scott loves you all like a brother that is trying to molest you. I'm just saying. You know, not that he is that way, but, I mean, most people think he's gay anyways, but I'm not saying that. You know, we're going to get everybody mad at us already because I'm not, you know, I'm, by the way, I am not homophobic in the least. Whatever you want to do is kick ass to me. But I'm just saying, I am, you know, I think some people think, Scott, I hate to inform you this, people have misconceptions of my work. And you as an editor could say, when you read my work, did you feel that I was sexist or homophobic? Well, I'm not homophobic, but was I sexist in any way?
No, I didn't see any sexism, although sometimes I did get mildly aroused reading your work.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, my work turns on everybody.
I mean, my nipple was out so hard. But they just
felt
like...
Wow, I'm glad. I didn't know my writing connected like that, Scott. That's what I'm... You know what amazes me is to know that my writing connects on such a deep level like that. I'm just so happy to know that, that it connects. And, you know, it's always good to get in touch with your audience, but I'm so glad we live really a lot of miles apart. Not that I wouldn't hang out with you, but, I mean, I wouldn't, but I'll tell you I would. You know, that's what all good writers do. We lie.
Never.
Yes.
They're all honest.
Oh, my goodness.
But,
I mean, who wouldn't want to be on this lovely radio show? And, you know, folks, if you want to be on the radio show, Scott happens to also be our producer, our engineer, and my editor, and also our manager for the show. So all you have to do is contact Scott. So if you can get through Scott, you can be on the show. That's the great test of all.
Oh, and if anybody's grabbed my ass, I can pretend to be the secretary as well.
Oh, that's true. He is very good. I mean, he is a fantastic secretary, and he often likes to put on a wig and be called Piggy, you know. And he really loves the show Mad Men. He likes to reenact all the scenes. He can remember all the dialogue without even reading it anymore. It's fantastic. It's great. He's like the modern day. He's a modern day. And by the way, you are taking theater, by the way, aren't you, Scott?
Yes, I am.
It shows. It shows. It really does. Because he is a true thespian. I mean, he likes guys too, but he really is, you know, he's not just strictly a thespian, but, you know, he really is showing his great
chops. I'm an
opportunist,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, he keeps hoping he'll get sentenced to life in prison.
just a little bit.
I mean, they threw him out of the YMCA because they said nobody wanted to shower that much. There's like, you didn't even work out and you've been in the showers for 8 hours. I'm just
Well, hey, those are community showers.
That is true. That's why I hung out in the, see, that's how me and Scott, we run into each other. I was in the sauna because, you know, I am an athlete and I believe in fuck working out. I can just sweat it all out. And that's how we met. Because we, you know, the sauna is right before you hit the showers at the local YMCA at Deer Park. That's how we met.
I will say one thing that pissed me off about the YMCA. They wouldn't let me keep
what?
The youth jock straps.
Yeah, I know, man. Well, you know, it's kind of awkward when they catch you smelling them. I'm just saying, that was a little strange. You know, and Scott also was a life instructor until they realized he wasn't certified, and he was just wanted to hang out in the pool with other little children. And, you know, says something strange about Scott.
I mean, I'm just trying to be a mentor to some of the youngins.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get in so much trouble for this shit. It's ridiculous. No, Scott's a great guy, I promise you, and... Scott, do you even know your email? If people want to submit to if they listen to this and know how you are, if they want to submit to the Daily Dope Fiend, once it's a great magazine easing on.
Actually, I do.
All right, look it up so that way you can at least have a plug.
The email is the Daily Dope Fiend at gmail.com. The Daily Dope Fiend at gmail.com.
The Daily Dope Fiend. If you're looking to submit work, oh my God, where'd that voice come from?
I don't know.
That was amazing. I didn't know we had another co-host. By the way, you have an awesome YouTube commercial. Once was done by some friends of ours at Salty Dog Enterprises. And who is that magical voice? that I heard, because I don't know. No, it's like a mystery. Nobody knows who does that great narrative.
I don't know. His name was Ron something, I think.
That's true. Yes. Ron Jameson.
Wow, I wonder who it is.
I don't know. He is like a modern-day legend in radio.
Oh.
Once means that he is obviously a chick magnet, because what woman doesn't want to hang out with a dude who does radio jingles? I'm just saying. I mean, it's like being a poet nowadays.
All I know is he's kind of rude. I mean, I tried to be like, hey, let's go out, and but he never gave me a response back. I was trying to see.
Yeah,
if
he doesn't like you very much.
Answer.
It's kind of weird, and it's weird. He has my same cell phone number, but you know, I mean, we share one. Yeah, I know him kind of. You know, he's one of the boys that I'm just saying. For people who don't know, me and Master Scott are friends outside of here. Once, you know, at one time, Scott, I know it's hard to believe, I decided to rename the show. Hey, John, why did you rename the show? That's why I called Scott. He was going to ask one of those questions, and so I'll ask it for him.
Why did you rename? Let me ask this in an authentic voice.
Okay,
John,
what's this new original
why
idea?
Why did you rename the show?
Well, Scott, I'll have you know, being that such an opportune time, you know, oddly enough, I was looking at, I always hated the name, and I think we really can't change the name, but the name, no matter how it's listed, is off the wagon, because I don't know if people realize this, and it's going to be hard, I know it's going to come as a shock, I like alcohol, and you wouldn't know it from, like, the unlimited rights I have all over the internet, all over the world. About alcohol.
Wait. You've
yeah.
been lying to me all these years. I thought you said you were sober.
Well, it's not so much as I'm not sober. I'm just sort of, well, yeah, I'm pretty much, well, it's not that I'm not sober. I don't know what sober is. It's kind of like that song, Scott. I know it's hard to believe. But I always had a problem with the song done by Foreigner. I want to know what love is. If you don't know what love is, how can you ever accept it?
That's true. I guess I probably should figure it out whenever I read your book, The War on Sobriety. I think it's like an autobiography by you.
Well, you know, I'm tired of those sober fuckers. I am so sick. You know what's really hurting my feeling? Less and less people are dying at the hands of drinking and driving, and are dying at people who are texting. And, like, really, don't you want to die at the hands of somebody who falls out of the vehicle laughing than opposed to somebody who was like, oh, my God, I had to send the text out to Becky. It was so important. And I love how you breathe into the phone. What in the hell are you doing?
Not jacking off to that Becky voice.
Oh, well, Scott, I hate to tell you, that wasn't a real woman's voice. That's not what you do.
Well, it's normally. Close enough, okay?
Yeah, but oh my God, he's so weird. I can't do women's voices. Scott doesn't get around women that often, so when he does, we have to watch him because he's on a restraining order right now from his last girlfriend, and there's a couple that have left the state. So, but we have hope for him one day that he will meet one that,
I mean,
you know, that lucky gal.
You're supposed to give them death threats, right? That's how you make them feel loved.
Yeah, they make it. You pull out the gun and threaten them. That's how they love you even more, Scott. That's just that hurts.
I mean, that's what I've been told.
Yeah.
So
you would never know what. What's that?
Like, okay, when it comes to Lily Mae and Trace. Is it true that Lily Mae had a smaller ass than Trace?
Wow. You know what amazes me is how much you want to get me in deep shit. And remind me to personally give your real phone number out and home address after this.
All I can say is it starts with 832.
Yeah. I know your real number, so don't play with me. But
no, that is...
Uh, um, I'm not going to comment on that because obviously Lily left the show because she felt that she wasn't being sexually harassed enough. And Trace is going to join the show because she knows she can bring the sexual harassment up to a new high. She's going to turn the tables and give women a great example and show them how you can sexually harass men. It doesn't have to go one way. It really doesn't. You can fight back, America. Just turn the tables on men, and they'll be like, I don't even know what to say. Scott knows. He's already dealt with her. He personally interviewed her before the show, and he was very uncomfortable and felt used and had to take a shower afterwards. I mean, it was,
yeah,
he was traumatized. He was traumatized. We had to cuddle and watch a Notebook for like a half hour. Once it's about as far as I've ever got through the Notebook.
In Twilight. I like to.
And well, we have to admit, Ryan Gosling is one of the greatest American actors of all time. Not that I have a weird thing about him or posters up or anything.
Well, I mean, he sparkles so beautifully in the sun. You can't help it.
No, you're thinking about Edward Cullen. Not that I should know that. Once is, who is that guy that does those movies? Scott has a
computer. I feel like you know better than I do.
Shut up, Scott. It's not even funny.
You saw Twilight.
I love how we switched to a serious note. Like, no, Ryan Gosling was not in Twilight. Duh. He's Canadian. He couldn't be a vampire. But, you know, he was being Nickelback before he was in Twilight. That's even worse.
Wait, I thought all vampires were Canadian.
No, they're not. Now we can insult all our friends in Canada. We even have one there who's a great writer. Who's listened to the show is probably, if you make it through this show, you deserve a free sip of whiskey because this show is so wrong on so many levels.
I mean, I can also mow your lawn in short shorts too. It makes you happier.
That is true. Yeah, but you can't mow lawns in Canada. It's all snow. You'd have to have a snow plow. You'd be shoveling snow, Scott. So that would be very cold. You would probably die of hypothermia before it was done or be eaten by a polar bear.
I mean, I like being surrounded by white things. I mean, I really do. Especially white, kind of liquidy things that melt in my mouth.
That's so disgusting. That is just so stupid. Scott, you are brain damaged, man. I look at this show. And I think, wow, I sacrificed my income for this show. And I think, why? What do we give the world that it doesn't have? A pervert who talks about the worst things possible, and then me who is supposed to be really off-center writer that seems more normal than everybody on it. So, yeah.
I mean, John, I have an important question for you. Is it right or left? I mean, which hand do you use? And you have to ask people.
Well, I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I like to switch them up and call it a double date. You know, so.
That is beautiful.
Scott, you know, me and you were going to rip me up. Liz, it's time to switch, turn the tables a little bit. Recently, you went on a date, didn't you?
Oh,
you actually
yeah.
got to go on a date, yeah. And where did you take that date?
Do a play.
To a play. That's what I like about you, man. You know, fuck going to the movie theater. Fuck going to anything a young person would want to go to. Scott is such a renaissance man. He takes his date to a play. Did you have free tickets to that play, Scotty?
No, I did not.
Yeah, how much did these tickets cost?
I got a discount, so it's $8 each.
Yeah, because you're a member of this great theater company. So how much did these tickets cost?
$8.
$8 each. So you took her to a play. And I mean, wow. I have to compliment you, man. Like, some people take a date to, you know, take a girl on a date. She might actually enjoy it. But you just totally say, fuck that shit, bitch. We're going to go where I say. You've already set the standard so low. And did you seem to enjoy it, or did you have to feed her uppers to stay awake through the whole thing?
Oh, she seemed to enjoy the play.
Mm.
How much she enjoyed my company is probably debatable, though.
Yeah, I mean, did she literally? I heard she actually jumped out while the car was still moving when it got near her house.
You know, she didn't jump out so much as she was accidentally pushed.
Yeah. Oh, accident. Oh,
I mean,
okay. Hardy, har.
Oh
yeah.
No, I thought that would help knock her out so I could have a better chance with her later.
Yeah, well, I know. You talk all this shit, but I know you. So, you know, that's really good, dude.
I like you.
Wow, Scott. You know, fuck going to anything modern and popular. You are a true thespian. That's what I like about you, man. You are so dedicated to your craft. Let people know Scott is an actor because he actually tries to act like he's cool, and that's a real stretch.
Oh, yeah, that's a stretch. Dude, that is like a fish trying to act like it can breathe air. It's just wrong on so many levels.
Duh, you think? Jesus Christ. It's like Kevin Smith acting like he's so skinny. It ain't going to happen, you know? I mean, even after the heart attack. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of bad.
He's thin. I mean, he looks like he's at least 300 pounds.
He's thin in a world that's like 1,000 pounds overweight. You know, I admit I'm overweight, but like Kevin Smith, man, is the man, and I'm so glad that he survived it. But he did have a massive heart attack. And, you know, this guy is like, anybody knows, one of my absolute favorite directors. And I love the way he writes and everything else. And he's done some duds, so I know people will give me shit about it, but I don't really give a shit. But it's like, Jesus Christ, man. You know, if food wasn't so good, I don't think it would kill us.
I have a question.
What's that?
Whatever you said, you're overweight. Does it ever get to a point to where you can't see your dick anymore?
You know what? Fuck you, Scott. But, at least I use mine.
Fair point.
But, it does become a point. It's pretty bad when you have to kind of push it back. I'm not at that point, but when you have to kind of push it back and like, oh, there it is.
Do you think they make a girdle for men so they can see their dicks, like for really fat?
They do
dudes?
Make girdles for men. They're like Spanx.
No.
You ever hear of those fucking things? They're called
no
Spanx,
way.
And they're like, yeah, they are. They're like a girl for dudes, and you can put on. They suck in your gut. I love it. It's how we talk about it. It's supposed to be about writing. I was like, yeah, John, where are you going with your new writing? Have you got anything on the horizon? It's like, no, let's talk about Spanx for men. I think you're called Manx or weird shit like that.
These guys that are modeling for this, they disturb me at so many levels.
It's like, Jesus Christ, you know. Why don't we have an episode all about writing? No. Let's and we didn't even mention the greatest day on earth that happened recently. The greatest day
John's
on earth that happened.
Month.
That is birthday month. Happy Gonzo Day. Once people are gonna get mad, yeah. I'm gonna call myself Gonz, but yes, Happy Gonz Day. It starts on March 12th and goes all the way till the day after St. Patrick's Day. Once, because of my Irish lineage, I like to celebrate. And let me tell you, it is going well. It's going exquisite. I'm so thrilled with myself. Although, we are going to have to make a liquor store run tomorrow. So, I'm going to need your credit card number. And if anybody wants to send me their numbers, feel free.
Would my social security number work as well?
Well, no, but if you have really good credit, that's fine. But if you don't have good credit, don't bother.
Also, is it
I do have my ex's credit card number. I think she might want to buy. Because Scott, I was thinking, she left me, but she probably still wants to buy me something. Cases of whiskey would go well, you know. Like, and I know she wouldn't want me to have the cheap shit, so I'm going to buy only the best. Because yeah, I think you know how deep that love was. I mean, sure, she joined the witness protection program, but. She just likes playing hard to get. I'm just saying. So I think she'll love what I bought. And I'll send her a picture. It's not that I know where she is.
Is it?
But I'll send her a picture of what she bought me.
I have a question. Is it a good sign when you're on a date you get pepper sprayed?
Well, no. That's never a good sign. I'm just saying. But, you know, we can totally call Al on the show, and Scott happened to give me his girlfriend's number. So I thought maybe it would be kind of fun.
No,
it would be kind of fun. What? What?
No.
Because Scott is so, because we love Scott, and we really want to make this work. Scott and his new girlfriend. We want to make this work. And me, I happen to be an unpaid psychologist. Scott, chill out, bro. I can make this work.
I swear she's not a man.
Oh, I know she's not a man. I will say Scott has very good taste in women. And after this, she's never going to speak to you again because we can literally dial out. All we have to go is to the Presto Requesto line here at Off the Wagon, and we'll just dial up her number, and we'll call her up, and we'll see how the relationship is going because I want to know. I am on your side, bro. I mean, yeah, I could leave your relationship alone and not have it on air, but who would do that?
I know a better way you can support my relationship.
What, leave it alone?
Buy me a roofie.
No, you're so lucky that I don't do this because we're supposed to have a really great poet on here. I mean, I know if he listens to this, just so he knows, we haven't forgotten him. And also a writer that is in the Dope Fiend Daily. You know who the writer is?
No, I don't. Who is it?
Oh, my God.
Yes, I know. I'm just trying to give you a second.
You know, this is the thing. People may know.
It's Vincent Zepp.
That's right. We're supposed to have him. And after he hears this episode, he'll probably be like, I never want to be on your show. I never want to be on your show ever. Like, because he's a really great writer. Wasn't he your first?
Yes, he was.
Person on the site, that is.
Well, yeah. Yeah. But I pretend he was my first in a different way.
I know, but, I mean, Vincent is a nice guy. He's a great guy. He's a great writer. And, you know, he is going to be on here if we can have him on. And Scott, how do you like the new studio, the new digs, the new co-host that we have tied up in the corner? And we're going to let her loose on the very next episode.
Pretty good at the moment, although, I mean, I will say the studio does get a little bit cramped when you lock me in it, so you have to be.
Well, we are at the Motel 6 in Evansville, Indiana, so it's not a lot of room. You know, I'm not trying to say I'm stalking my ex, but we're close by. You know, just in case she may want to have a relapse and actually come back to me. You never know, Scott. You can always hold out hope.
Do you still want me to buy you the buck knife just in case?
Oh, no, I have my own. Thank you. I bought my own in Kentucky. It's completely in a different state I don't live in. And I bought it with your credit card, so nobody will ever trace it back to me.
Okay, that's probably a good sign.
Yeah. But, no, the new studio in Evansville, Indiana, once is truly the armpit of America. I'm kidding if you live there. It's a wonderful place to live if you really don't want anything but fields and buildings. But, you know, and tornadoes, too. They're nice there as well. And crystal meth, because they have that in abundance. Once me and Scott have been sampling all week, and may I say, it is excellent. We've actually done 15 episodes and only taped one till we realized we weren't taping them. We were just talking to the wall.
Hey, I was talking to Space Jesus as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that away.
We thought we had Lily Mae on here, but we realized that wasn't Lily Mae. That was the 911 operator, and she really is pissed. We're not allowed to call there anymore after the cops came last time.
Okay.
So.
I don't know why in 911, like whenever you call them, why they get all pissy if you try hitting on them, being like, hey, baby, I got an emergency for you.
Oh, my God. Have you ever watched these crazy YouTube videos? I'm dead serious now. This is for anybody who does watch YouTube, because anybody knows anything about the Gallants, he watches way too much YouTube. These people who call 911, and I heard this one, I don't know if it's Atlanta or somewhere like that. I don't get me, because I'm not a stickler for details, but this one person called up that they had gone into the subway, ordered two subs, and they didn't get the one sub the way they wanted. they called 911 and they actually locked them out of the subway and had the subs locked in the subway. And that's when he called 911 because they were obviously it was a hostage situation on his meatball subs.
Oh, that's a serious issue. I mean, dude, that's meatball sub we're talking about.
I like the woman that actually saw a cop, but she liked him so much she wanted him to come back. I'm like, wow, I would love a job where somebody called me up and wanted me to come visit for probably some sex. That would be awesome. Like, Scott, I know Scott would love that because he could finally learn where babies come from. And it was like,
Like, they come from butts, right? Like, that's what I guess.
Yeah. Scott's be funny. It doesn't work.
No, it's not a joke. I'm serious.
Oh,
like,
God,
I need someone to draw me
a
picture.
We'll draw you a diagram. We could get your last girlfriend, but, you know, you totally have a restraint. She has a restraining order against you, so, you know, and I know that that's sad, but it's true. And you go to college. That's even scarier.
Well,
and Scott,
what is the experience now
for the millennial? How is it? Is there a lot of hugging and do you sit on beanbag chairs or some shit?
More or less. I mean, we kind of cuddle for a little bit, and you know, my professor, he is a really gentle kisser, and I'll tell him about my feelings.
Yeah,
and I'll say, you know, I'm hungry or something like that, something deep and emotional. You know, like maybe you walked in my basement for 2 weeks.
That is just beautiful, man. And what are the subjects you're taking? What are you making?
Drama, Texas government, and Texas history.
Wow, Texas government.
I'm from Texas, if you can't tell.
I assume Texas government is just watching extended episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger. Because that'll teach you everything.
I mean, that's what
enough.
It should be.
Because, you know, Chuck Norris just has a degree in badassery, even though he is from, I believe, Oklahoma. But that's okay.
He's an honorary Texan.
Yeah,
we cannot speak of Oklahoma very much.
No, that's true. I mean, you know, look at that. I mean, Texas is such an awesome state. Who needs to learn all the rich history when you watch a TV show and teach you
exactly.
that all you need is one Texas Ranger to whoop everybody's ass with some kung fu? It's like,
exactly,
you know,
I agree with that.
That
and,
is true. And you're also taking karate studies and arts and crafts. Scott is also majoring in arts and crafts because he really wants to be the newest and he's really working on it.
Oh, God. Are you going to make me talk about that stupid Sherlock self-portrait?
Well, I wasn't going to, but now that you mentioned it, you've actually told on yourself. This is a true life thing for anybody listening. Scott, say what one of your projects was. And this is fucking college, for Christ's sakes. What was one of your projects
college? We had to make a shoebox self-portrait, so I had to make a shoebox and decorate it like a representation of my own personality. And they
it would be nothing but internet porn and use microwavable food wrappers.
And use condoms to find the parking lot. I like to taste sometimes.
Why would you have
a
condom? I told you, you can't impregnate yourself, Scott.
No, I could taste them, though. And they're a good snack.
That's just
but,
disgusting.
Oh,
that'd be, God,
on the
you're
project,
so weird, man.
I will say one thing. There's no glitter allowed, no puff paint, and no photographs.
Classy.
I had to draw a blue
line
there
instead. And what score did you get on this in arts and crafts design that you're really becoming great at?
He has not graded it.
Oh, he has not graded it because obviously between smoking weed and sitting around on a beanbag, your professor has not graded. Are you sure it's a professor that teaches this class and not the janitor? No, the janitor would have more common sense. I'll take that back.
Yeah, also makes me feel more clean on the inside, too. I mean, my professor just makes me feel dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, that is just wrong on every level, dude. I'm just saying. God. Jesus Christ. And I didn't go to college. I feel so left out that I didn't get to take arts and crafts. I mean, you know, I get in publication on a regular basis, and I think, wow. You know, I look at the people who are deep intellectuals, and I think, wow, I really missed out. And then I look at what you take in college, and I thought, no, just no. Just no.
Let's see.
You know one thing I learned from college? What's that?
In my first semester, I learned that the best way to avoid STDs is to have abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
The textbooks taught me that. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
They had to tell you this. For education frameworks. And that was a college success class where they have to teach you how to be successful.
Wow.
College.
Wow to you, man. I think, wow, millennials are so genius. I'm so reassured when I think when I'm senile, once it'll be in a week, they're going to take over and it'll be an old folks home and they will be running the country. They'll be like, shit, it'll be so wonderful. It's like they will blow up Canada. Clearly, and
I support
because
that
they
movement.
Think that's a third world country, and yeah, they'll be very.
I thought it was. I mean,
no,
it's like Africa. Isn't
no,
it?
Just because they have Nickelback doesn't mean we should assault them. They're great people there. And,
what about Justin Bieber?
Well, that's an argument there. I'm just saying he is a terrorist. Obviously, he is a terrorist trying to ear rape you. But he's went silent. He's like Osama bin Laden. He's hiding. In a cave somewhere, and you know, in Los Angeles. But no, what do you think of modern music? I mean, honestly, Scott, it's such an official. I think I'm more aficionado on modern music. But what is your take on it?
Yes.
I mean, being not joking, but in a
I
serious
can't
level.
Listen. I hate listening to the rap. I get very frustrated with that, and I don't keep up with any of that crap. I don't listen to the Katy Perry. I don't listen to the, I don't even know the Rihanna,
well,
or Pink
Rihanna.
Or whatever the hell.
You know what? What cracks me up? You're insulting all the bands I like. Well, they're not bands. They're really chicks. But I like to listen with the sound off, so it doesn't really count.
Well, I know you love Katy Perry, John. You have all of her albums.
No. No.
Along with Taylor Swift.
Well, no, don't insult Taylor Swift. That's a different story. You can talk about Katy Perry, but fuck you. Don't insult Taylor Swift. I mean, I like to listen to her with the sound off as well, but I always like now that people listen to her music and think, well, she's gone pop. Have you not realized that she was that all along?
Oh, dude. Have you seen Katy Perry recently in that whole American Idol thing? My grandma was watching that, and she just had a short
on the air.
They got back on for some reason, and she
yeah.
So Katy Perry now has short hair, and I thought she was a lesbian. I didn't know who it was. I asked my grandma, "Is this a lesbian?"
Wow, that's so nice of you to mention that. You know, I'm trying not to insult people because, like, I don't care what you do. It's cool with me, man.
It doesn't bother me.
It's just, I love that you also
tell.
Because that is the ultimate a giveaway, Scott. You can all tell them by their short hair. Their short hair is their backward trucker caps that they're like, really, dude? Your world experience is so minuscule that it's sad. Like, no, I hate to tell you, that's not the dead giveaway, my friend.
Well, are they supposed to have tattoos that say that they are?
No, they don't have any giveaway. They don't wear a badge or anything.
No neon signs?
Man.
Nothing?
No neon signs, no buttons or anything. But yeah, no, I didn't even know that show was on the air. That just shows you how crazy I am. Like, I don't care about
looks,
you, though.
God, she just looks so weird with short hair, though. It just hurt the way she looks in it. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I know. Well, she should look more like Sia, where she turns her back to the audience. That's the way I want to go to a concert. Where the singer just turns her back on me and doesn't even look at me.
I wouldn't mind that if she had, like, it was queer underwear or something, or queer shorts.
Yeah, no, it's not quite that way. You know,
I mean, like,
man. Well, you know, it's all pop music, man. I have a philosophical
question to ask you, John.
What?
Why don't pop stars show their titties more? It'd make people happier.
I think most of them do, to be honest. I mean, I think so many of them anymore. Like, go around. You know, nowadays, we went through a phase where you had to be as outrageous as possible, and now it's kind of like settling down. But it's just funny. I mean, pop music's always been around, so people can't get pissed at that. But just the music situation, because, I mean, I love rock and roll, I love hard rock, whatever you want to call it. And it's just, it's at a low point. It really is. You listen to some of this shit out there, and you think, my God, are people tone deaf? Yeah, and I think that answer is predominantly yes. I mean, God, you know, music's at a low point, and it's not even selling like it used to. Because, I mean, like nowadays, think about it, man. You go online, you don't have to buy shit, and you can steal everything. You know, that's what I like about the younger generation. Fuck buying music. I'll just steal it. Fuck them. But
well,
oddly enough,
know
the biggest groups that will hunt you down, you know, it's not the little indie band that will hunt you down, because bands make money. This is true. So people, we're not going to go into this in the music business. Music business are like, you know, I shouldn't say that. Thank God I stopped myself. But they are, let's say they are devils. And they basically, an artist makes sense off a record. It has so many points. Like if they have 5 points, it would be 5 cents. So where does an artist make all their money? They make money off of live appearances. And it cracked me up when music started getting file shared and downloaded and stolen, because it is stealing. Who were the people that really got pissed off the most? Was it the indie artists? No. It was like artists like Metallica, where he's like, fuck you, I need my 99 cents for you downloading Seek and Destroy, an album that's already went platinum. I've already sold enough copies.
Well,
of that bitch,
you know, I think it would be better if they like made money off instead of live performances. I want more sex tapes out there, honestly. It'd make me happier.
Of Metallica? That's kind of weird.
You know, I wouldn't mind them, because I think their singer's kind of cute. I mean,
I thought you were more into the drummer.
Well,
I thought you were
maybe
more of the Lars fan. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Man, like, you look at it, like, if somebody plays music and it cracks me up, the artists that really, the ones that are really trying to make it, don't see a downside if their song gets stolen a million times, because they can go do, you know, club performances wherever they're performing, and they'll probably sell out because everybody likes their music. Whereas an artist that's so heavily established really gives a shit. You know, even though Metallica, let's face it, I don't think they're hurting for money. You know, they might be hurting for talent, because let's face it, their music sounds up.
Look, it's hard to make it when you only have two limousines, John.
Yeah, I know. It's like we could have had a diamond-encrusted bus, but we couldn't have it because those greedy bastards wouldn't pay me 99 cents for Fade to Black.
Exactly.
God, those guys were so trivial anyway, you know, and, you know, but then
didn't
you see
they
other
sue some kid for drawing their, like, logo or something like that?
Yeah, well, they sue anybody. Metallica, get your ass. Metallica don't play no games. This is a band that used to encourage people to bootleg their concerts, by the way. Because I'm that old, I can remember when the band actually encouraged that shit. And now Yeah, they did, really. They used to have an area and shit. This is, once again, I'm doing my age. Because believe it or not, folks, if you look at my age on Facebook, that's not the correct age. But, they used to encourage people to boot. What? Go ahead, smartass.
Look, well, this is what bothers me. Is it true that back in your time, there were these primitive tapes that you used to listen to hear your music?
Yes, they used to be the Walkmans and the tapes. Not 8-tracks. 8-tracks were like when I was born. 8-tracks only lasted a short time once. And then it went to cassette tapes, and cassette tapes were the shit. Believe it or not, cassette tapes were the big thing. It's hard to believe they kind of put records out of business, but it's very hard to take your record with you. And then they came out with this thing called a CD. Once CDs, believe it or not, oh my God, it used to be a if you got a single disc CD player, right, for your stereo cost a fortune, and CDs, and I still like CDs, by the way, so I don't give a shit if people think I'm old, but...
CDs
yeah.
Are those primitive brown discs, aren't they?
Are a what?
Are those primitive round disc things?
They are those primitive little mini records, Scott, the laser reads. Have you heard about this Facebook challenge thing? I mean,
what?
Scott is not that hip. He's worse than I am, and I'm older. But there's a thing where your friends will name you or whatever, tag you, and you have to name, like, your top. Every week, it's, like, your top 10 album, and then you have to fucking, like, name somebody else in it. And I thought, like, I got kind of pissed off because I was a DJ and nobody's named me, period, in it.
I've never heard of this challenge.
It is. It's. I think maybe it's only a challenge amongst old people, so because we know real music. No. I know Steve.
I thought only old
it.
People would use Facebook.
Yeah, exactly. Steven,
I mean, the minimum age joint up is like 40, isn't it?
Shut up, asshole. But I'll give away your home address, and I'll give better yet, I'll give your home phone away because I know that too, and that would really make your grandparents upset. If the editor-in-chief of Dope Fiend Daily got a call. Yeah,
well,
because not
all
that you,
saying
not
is
that
someone
you
did call
home
me, I would prefer that they went straight to the phone sex.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That would be awkward. Grandpa picked up the phone and somebody's breathing heavy.
He'll be all like, I like it.
Who the hell is this?
Kevin.
Take that sweet ass, Grandpa.
Shake that geriatric ass.
Yeah, wow, you have a great perverted voice, Scott. We're going to get you to make all our perverted calls. From now on, if you want a perverted call from this show, from Off the Wagon with John Baxter Robbins and friends and Tracy, she's going to be on here on the next. Just call in and we'll have Scott call you. It's like, yeah, what's your request?
Yeah, rub your nipples in chocolate for me, baby.
Wow. Right.
I got to be subtle and classy.
Yeah, I know. That is classy. I mean, you're a romance writer in the making. You know, either that or you're going to write the new, what is it called, 50 Shades of Grey. What a tremendous novel that is.
Okay, John. Yeah, I got to ask you a question. Is it true that you've allegedly seen that movie?
Well, I so happen to have watched that movie. I used to, believe it or not, Scotty, I was in a relationship, and yeah, I actually did have to watch that movie. Sometimes you watch movies that you don't want to watch when you're in a relationship, even though women think they, you know, they sacrifice everything and the man doesn't. But yeah, I actually watched that film, but we both thought it was boring, so... I'm just saying, that film, and then people said, well, you need to read the book. And then you hear dialogue from that book, and I thought, wow, I thought I was a bad writer. And then that person's a bestseller. So.
Okay, how bad was the dialogue? I've never read the dialogue. I haven't read that much in general.
I've only heard excerpts from it, but it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, the thing looks like the telephone book anyways. Once it's the mark of a bad writer anyways. When you overwrite something, and then it's like, God, that shit is such crap, man. Like, I don't understand how anyone could be into that. Because it's funny, I had a buddy who, well, I'll just say it, he was in prison. He was an upstanding member of the community. He was in prison. He said the most popular books in there were like Harlequin romance, because, you know, so much graphic sex in them. So those are... popular book. I imagine that 50 Shades of Grey is like the holy grail of books in there. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be really popular.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of work. I mean, like, I have to read the words to get off.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, Scott, it's not like they have TV. They can't type on the internet and, you know. You don't have a lot of freedom in prison. I know this is going to come shocking to you.
I mean, why don't they just Google how to get porn?
Yeah, I know. That's so wrong of them. Like, how am I supposed to masturbate to porn every day? No, Jesus, I don't know, dude. That shit is so fucked up. But anyway.
What? Okay. Hey, what is
what?
your favorite chick flick that you secretly like?
My favorite what?
Your favorite chick flick that you secretly like.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, living a life like I have, my favorite chick flick. That's a bad statement because I don't really know that it's a favorite because then that makes me sound weird. You know, you really pinned a really nice question on me, and one's really pissing me off because this is a good one that pins me in a corner. I wouldn't say favorite. What are the few chick flicks I can watch and survive? Because there's some people who would argue they weren't chick flicks. I mean, sure, they're probably not dudes, but a couple I've had to watch. Well, growing up and shit, because I was raised by women, pretty much. my dad passed when I was young, so. I know that certain flicks that I've seen over the years, and this is going to be hilarious to you, that it's not that I like them, I can tolerate them. I'll put it that way. Let's go three I can tolerate that are real popular. Number three would be that terrible film Dirty Dancing because it's so comical to me. You know?
Okay. What's number two?
What?
What's number two?
Go ahead and make the jokes because I don't care, you fucker. God, number two. Well, there's one I can think of, but I don't know if it's a chick flick or not. Like, that's bad. Some of the 80s films, to me, might as well have been chick flicks. Like, if you look at a movie like Footloose, that's got to be a girl's movie. I'm sorry. What man was like, man, Footloose is a shit. They're running around Indiana right now with a Footloose tattoo.
John Travolta was really dreamy, okay?
That wasn't John. It was Kevin Bacon, you dumbass.
Whatever, they're the same person to me.
No, John Travolta did Saturday Night Fever, so I'll do, I don't know, I guess, yeah, like, oh, I don't even want to admit I watched this movie, and I had to, and everybody finds it really hilarious, but, you know, I'm just saying, when you're getting laid, you'll put up with a lot of shit. I actually had to watch, I'm not even going to put this at number two, but I had to watch this to really make you laugh. I actually sat through Magic Mike, the male stripper movie.
That was your favorite.
That wasn't my favorite. Shut the fuck up, Scott.
Hey, they had good bodies.
They had really great dialogue in there. Matthew McConaughey was so dreamy. Number one would be Top Gun, because I don't give a shit. Top Gun is a chick flick. And men can argue it's not, but anytime you fly into the danger zone, it's a chick flick. Just saying. I mean, that's a chick flick, man. There's all the cokey moments, like when Tom Cruise, that crazy Scientologist, hooks up with the chick, and then they play Take My Breath Away. Like, you know it's a chick flick. It's like, because, like, all of a sudden, you know, Goose died. You don't even know that movie, do you? And what's sad, Scott only watches three movies and he's going to watch this movie. Top Gun, I would say, is a chick flick. That is, to me, a chick flick. And I know a lot of guys will argue, but
I had to watch, like, 50 Shades of Grey without any of the sex scenes in it. With an ex of mine, I watched that.
How did you watch 50 Shades of Grey with no sex scenes in it?
It wasn't even the first one. It was the second one. Yeah, I think the edited version of mine cut out all the sex scenes. So it was even worse. So I had to look at...
If you had to depend on strictly the dialogue, you're in deep shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
So what's your top five? Top five, Scott, chick flicks of all time. And do not list Rio Bravo. That's not a chick flick.
Anal Acrobat 7. Is number
five. No, give me real legitimate movies, not porn movies.
I seriously, I don't want that many movies, so it's hard for me to say.
Well, give me two chick. You can have two chick flicks.
God, I guess I would have to say that Fifty Shades of Grey one. That's the one I was dragging to see. So that's one of the only answers I have. And
Twilight.
Number one.
Twilight.
I've never watched that.
Number one. You have seen it. I've never seen that one with Edward Cullen and Olympia.
Hey,
shut
you don't
up.
Know Jacob.
No, I'm not the werewolf dude. I never watched those movies, though, just so the listener knows. I've never seen those. Scott informed me all about this film.
Hey, I am on Team Three-Way in that movie.
Oh, my God, that shit was so popular when it came out, man. Like, that shit was so bad, and...
Okay, I guess the top one would be Mrs. Robinson.
That's a chick flag. What? Dude, you are so fucking repressed. Do you ever think, you know, people should know how cheap... Scott, don't feel bad for Scott because you think Scott's poor. He's not. He is just such a stickler with money. He's such a skinflint that he will not even get Netflix to watch a modern movie.
That is $8 a month, man.
Wow, that's such a sacrifice for a guy that keeps, like, hundreds of dollars under his pillow. Like, Jesus, you might as well be a record executive. It's, like, sad. Scott's whole room is nicer than my whole house.
Oh,
speaking
of movies, I will say, is it true that Uncle Perry watches The Notebook?
Uncle Terry. Well, finally, we mentioned Uncle Terry before the show's up. Yes, Uncle Terry does like The Notebook. That is very true, Scott. He's a big fan of The Notebook. Your Uncle Terry, who happens to be somebody we both know, well, I know, and Scott hears about, he liked what was the name? It was a Nicholas Sparks movie with Mandy Moore. Maybe you can look it up. I know Mandy Moore is in it. I can't think of the name of it. It's fucking horrific. And Scott
is
has
it The Fault in Our Stars, or that's something else?
No, that's not The Fault in Our Stars. It's Mandy Moore's in it. You have a fucking computer, Scott. Like, Jesus, this is why we have you on the show, and yet you can't even do that right. You go to Mandy Moore, you go to her filmography. God, Jesus.
Okay, I'll look up her pornography right now.
Is it Walk to Remember? I think it's the name.
Let's see.
Look
Mandy
that up.
Moore.
Look it up. Mandy Moore, Walk to Remember.
Yeah, it's a Walk to Remember.
Wow,
it's
that's what I love about this show. The technical person is so fast that, you know, I know if he was an EMT, I would fucking die.
I'm good at helping people really fast. So
you are
I'm
responsive.
That's why
like,
I became.
Well, yeah, no. A Walk to Remember is the one that Terry cried out, and he told me. And let's do Terry's voice if you don't. Will, brother, I'm gonna tell you. When I found out that young girl was dying, I just cried. It just hurt my heart. I'm like, oh, my fucking God, Terry, and you consider yourself straight. Like, that movie was like, I was so glad when the girl died because I was like, the movie was almost over. Nicholas Sparks lives on the Carolinas. He lives in the Outer Banks like I do. And I wish so much I could find him and assassinate him. Once it's funny, if he hears this, he'll consider it a threat. We'll get the most notoriety we've ever had.
I do have a question about Terry whenever he watched the movie. Whenever he said that hurt his heart, did he comment on the chick's ass at all? Did he say she had a sweet ass?
No, Scott, he comments more on the color of her dress. I mean, Uncle Terry has some issues. We're not going to say Uncle Terry's issues, but he has some strange issues. I'm just saying.
Could you tell him what he told that one woman?
That
was about to
what the woman, are you talking about the woman that he was at the deli or the woman he got banished from the store from?
Well, it's a pretty good story, so take your pick.
What? Oh, my God. Okay. Where I live, for the person that's actually made it through this episode, and God help you, I'm so sorry, Uncle Terry, I'm not going to give his full name, who is a friend and belongs in a mental institution, has a really not a way with women. He is like, yeah, he has mental problems. Anyways, he was at our local store once. I live in a 5-mile island. The island is not Southern North Carolina, just in case you want to look it up. Don't come here. We don't have shit. But anyways, Uncle Terry was ordering a sub once. They have a deli in the store. And your Uncle Terry's got, when he gets buzzed, likes to give out compliments. He's like, yeah, I have an Italian sub. And I just want you to know, by the way, when you make that, I've seen it. I just want you to think you should know you got a sweet ass. It's like, because Uncle Terry knows how to compliment the ladies. Once, you know, I'm just saying.
Well, I know he at least got laid like twice because he has two kids.
Well, he does have two kids. They don't look like him. And I don't think Terry is Asian, but, you know. Terry is a strange bird. Terry is the kind of guy that would probably buy a picture. You know how you get these picture frames? They already got a picture in them. That's just, you know, just meant for, he would claim he knew those people. Because Terry is the worst liar that I've ever known in my life. And Terry believes, and this is truth now, Uncle Terry, for the occasional listener, believes that the reason we can't find Bigfoot is because the aliens drop him off on Earth to abduct the people, to capture them so they can take them off into space.
Well, I thought that was obvious.
What? Yeah,
I mean, I don't know what news station you've been listening to.
He also believes that he leads a secret society. He also got banished from the store. Now, the first incident didn't get him banned from the store. It was the second incident where he went and told a woman, he sat in, there was a girl, a checkout girl, and he just kept staring at her, and she was really nerved out, and he walks up to her and tells her, I want you to know, you're under my protection. And that got him banished from being at the store. Once isn't a lot to say, but for Terry, that was enough. That got him banned
well,
for almost a year.
I don't know why they banned him. I mean, she's under his protection.
I mean, exactly. He took her a Valentine on Valentine's Day. Because what man doesn't take a woman a Valentine he made at home?
Well,
oh
he's a very subtle man.
Yes, he's a Renaissance man, much like you. He doesn't take women to plays and shit, but, you know, I mean, Malta Scott isn't a ladies' man.
At least Terry can cry. He had a walk to remember, and he has a sensitive side.
That's true. You haven't even seen A Walk to Remember, because Scott would love to see modern movies. So if anybody wants to enlighten Scott and can, like, burn DVDs, just send him. Oh, God, that's how classy this show is. I burped on the phone. Anybody wants to send him a DVD of the show, feel free. Because he really...
I will also happily look at any of your porn if you choose to send that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyways, but yes. So, Scott, how do you feel the new direction of the show will go? I mean, it's really been on a downward slope since the day we started recording. So, do you think it will get only better from here, or are we pretty much done?
I mean, it can't get much worse, so I guess it will go better.
It has to get better. There you go, man. Let's hold out hope like the Beatles, because I think they were going to make it, too. So.
Well, I would definitely accept my own Yoko Ono if that came along, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know, who wouldn't have guessed that the Beatles wouldn't last when John brings in Yoko with her beautiful singing voice? And, like, you know, can you imagine that argument? Like, no, Paul, you're wrong. Number 9 is one of the greatest records of all time.
Hey, I got to meet you that song, and it was beautiful. I mean, it touched me emotionally.
Number nine.
In other ways,
number
too.
Nine. Number nine. My God. You know, those guys hated each other so much. It's just hilarious that people, you know, because I like to be, I'm a big fan of Beatles, and it's like, it's amazing how much people, but you know, they listen to Lance. Oh, I can't believe they broke up. They hated each other. Like, it would be if we're trying to kill each other and yet we're recording an album. You know,
they loved
it was, yeah, it was a love that just, yeah, that it bordered on murder. So, yeah.
Murder is
good for
the soul.
No, they were, everybody, I mean, it is funny how some people do cannot stand them, but I would teach them. I'm a fan of the Stones, too, so. There you go. I love rock and roll, man. I think modern music, I mean, I think there's a lot of good music out there now. It's just sad that you have to dig for it.
Well,
so
I could say I'm a fan of being stoned.
You're a fan of what?
I mean, you said you're a fan of Stones, and I'm a fan of being stoned.
Well, I think anybody can tell that. I think we had to buy you a dime bag just to be on the show.
Oh, I mean, you could also just pinch my ass a little bit and call and degrade me, but, you know, whatever works for you.
Well, I know. Well, I wasn't in all that work. But anyway, I think we are going to have to show up while we still have some of our sanity left. And, Scott, I want to thank you for being on the show, man. Is there anything you want to plug that you got coming out or anything like that?
No, but you can always check out The Dope Fiend Daily.
Yes, at?
At The Dope Fiend Daily at Facebook.
Email.
Oh,
at Facebook,
and my email is The Daily.
Yeah.
My email is The Daily @gmail.com.
All right. Be sure to check that out and submit. I promise you, Scott's not nearly as crazy as he is on this show, but, you know, that's after a couple mushrooms and a couple shrooms, and things are going well. But, Scott, I want to thank you for being on the show, brother, and thank you for anybody listening. I think we did a fairly good episode.
I think we're all
sexy, too.
If
you
want to
listen to a show, what?
I'll just tell the viewers, I think they're all sexy, too.
Well, there you go. But you know how to compliment the audience. Of course they are. They're beautiful, and we love them, no matter what other people say.
For
everybody, there you go. For everybody out there, thank y'all for listening, and be tuning in soon, because we will be having our new co-host, Trace, and moving forward with other guests and everything else. And this has been All Through Ivy with John Patrick Robbins and Scott Simmons. And Scott, I want to thank you for being on the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. I'm going to say adios, and until next time, my buddy. And be looking forward to the next episode, as long as we can laugh. So thanks for being on there, Scott. We're on here, I mean.
You're welcome, and now I will find my way wherever I am, actually, right now.
Yeah, very nice. But have a good one. All right, adios. All right, everybody, I want to thank you for listening and for tolerating us. And please tune in again. I promise you the shows will get better. And anyways, man, stay crazy. I am John Patrick Robbins, your host, better known as Gods. And adios, amigos. Till next time.